So I'll jump in. Thank you very much, Jack and John, for that presentation. I have to say, I found it very interesting because that has been my working life for the last 2 years. So I can relate to almost everything you were talking about. I just wanted to mention before we open it up to some questions or comments from the group that I'm shocked to hear that social media is used for negativity and complaints. That's shocking. Also, too, I'm sure your team who's doing their research for queues in the airports on social media probably have to filter through a lot of the other stuff that's going on, like everything with Johnny Depp and his ex-wife Amber Heard, which I think is absorbing everyone's attention these days. And I also want to say, John, you mentioned you guys won an award, so congratulations on winning that award for the excellence in analysis public service. That's incredible. It sounds like you guys put a lot of hard work into that, and you were definitely recognized for it. And I just wanted to make a note of that. And right before I see we have a hand up, and right before I go to Nelly, I just wanted to say, from a Canadian perspective, very similar for us at the beginning of the pandemic. Right away, we were asked to provide any indicators or data that would be relevant to the pandemic, and we took on that challenge to basically the first thing we did was the easiest thing, which was to consolidate and combine data sources that were relevant. And we were able to produce an index on using different data sources on different industries that were impacted. And the Transportation and Tourism Group provided 8 of 16 indicators at that time. And it's something we continue to do today. And what was very interesting is that we were able to combine, different data sources from whether it was manufacturing or wholesale or retail with, transportation activity, and put it in an index form to show whether things were improving or not, which was thought was very interesting. And then the next step from there was, well, what can you tell me about it today? And so the request went out for actually to provide more real-time statistics. And fortunately, my group actually in aviation was able to meet that challenge. We receive daily files on aircraft movements from our air navigation service provider, Nav Canada, on a daily basis. And what we were doing with that is we were in turn passing this information along to other departments so that they could inform their ministers and cabinet about the daily movements and the activity there. And we were also able to produce weekly statistics for airports at a national level. We were able to tell people 12 days after the reference period. So every Wednesday, we provide information on the number of aircraft movements for domestic and international flights. We are currently expanding on that project right now to include more airports into that grouping, as well as select airports. So in about a month or so, I'm hoping to release this information on aircraft movements at 4 of our major airports, as well as an aggregation of more airports in Canada. And we're also flipping over to add some passenger information. So we have an organization, a Crown Corporation here in Canada, who does the screening of passengers. And we're going to be using that information to provide weekly updates on passengers being screened through major airports, as well as aircraft taking off at major airports. And we're going to be making that available publicly on our website. And this is very useful information. So useful, in fact, that last November, our website was down for about 5 days. And one of a data user reached out to us and said, "Oh no, where's your weekly aircraft movement tables? We use this for our forecasting." And so it's nice to know that these products are finding users and they're using our data. The second thing I wanted to mention too is we also put together what we called a tourism activity tracker. Again, this is taking multiple data sources from the travel and transportation side and bringing them together to let people know whether the tourism activity in the country is improving or not. And so we're using sort of you know, monthly data for that and producing these interesting statistics. And then finally, more on a national statistical level, we're also doing something called GDP nowcasting. So we, you know, we have a typical schedule and cycle for our GDP reports, but we're doing something now called nowcasting, where we're providing information a little bit sooner, a little less detailed, but to give people a sense of what's going on in the current month as far as economic activity in the country. And then the last thing I wanted to mention before handing off to Nelly is, you know, with all of this work, I know I mentioned John and the award you guys won, but then someone asks you, well, we did this for COVID. Why can't we do this for every other industry? And what's stopping us from expanding? And that just made me laugh, because it makes me think of, well, what have you done for me lately? So you, you know, but that's the challenge, and we're definitely up for that. So thank you for sharing that great presentation, Jack and John. I really enjoyed that. So I'd like to hand it off to Nelly from Ireland, who's been patiently waiting with her hand up. Thank you, Nelly. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much,